The Sly Show, season 20, episode 38. We here on a Monday. How's everybody doing out there? It's another edition of the Sly Show. One time someone says to me, I don't like how you say edition. Like, what the fuck does that mean? And I'm like, I don't know. I say what I say, bro. You know? Yeah. So, you know, we doing what we doing, and you know, we got keys galore, bro. You know you important if you got like a fucking, bro, I remember when I was a fucking kid, and like, you know, my grandfather used to have like a ring of keys, used to have like 200 keys on one ring and shit. Yeah, bro, that's how you know you important in the world, bro. If you got like all these fucking keys and shit, you got keys for everything. You got like a whole fucking ring of keys. That's importance, bro. There's certain things, you know, that you know, you got like a whole ring of keys. See, people who got like two keys, three keys on one ring, bro, you ain't important, bro. What, you got a car? You got a house? What, you ain't got nothing else? You ain't got no other things to lock up? Bro, get some keys in your life, and you know, you might be of importance. It's kind of hot out here right now, by the way. Yeah, on a fucking Monday, can't trust that day. Trying to get my phone thing all situated, bro. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro, it's you know, the sun is out today, by the way. The sun is out today, and, you know, it's been a crazy winter of rain. It's been raining, bro. Like a Missy Elliott fucking song. It's been raining, all these fucking people driving by, they're looking at me. They're like, what is he doing in there? Is he talking to himself? You know, because we got the phone. I got the phone holstered up. I got the phone dock. You know, yeah. I got the phone dock. That's right. The phone is docked. Looking like a fucking Uber driver, bro. Looking like a Lyft driver. Yeah, I used to do that shit. Wouldn't do it now. You get in the car, people start talking about their politics and shit. They start having that TDS all over the place. They start talking about Trump. They be like, yo, I don't like Trump. Trump does this. Trump does that. Trump does this. Yo, my girl won't suck my dick at night. It's Trump's fault. Yeah, they really do blame that motherfucker for everything, bro. The TDS. What are you going to do, bro? It's a Trump derangement syndrome. Okay, let me just make sure we got our phone. Got a haircut and shit, you know, I'm looking good and shit. Got to do it for the camera and shit. Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm constantly reminded how there is no such thing as the right and the left. You know, there is no such thing as right wing and left wing. It's all the same shit, bro. 100%, bro. You know, I mean, I seen these right wingers this morning talking about the Academy Awards. And I was just like, bro, what are we doing here, bro? You know, there was a point during 2020 COVID, you know, I was really into the whole COVID narrative. You know, I opposed mask wearing 100%. Didn't like them shits since before the pandemic. I was in a job. They was telling me to mask up. I was wheezing like a motherfucker, bro. Like, I was whistling at night because I was wheezing so bad wearing a mask. And then, you know, I talked about the situation recently, or not recently, but I talked on a recent show, the Sly Show. I talked about, you know, my situation in 2021, where I went into a gym and the dude was like, yeah, you know, I need you to mask up and shit. Yeah, it was just like the worst thing that could have happened to me as a person, bro. Because I would say my political views are kind of like anarchist type. You know, I don't like nobody telling me what to do. Understanding that police officers are, you know, employees of the state. You know, these conservatives sometimes get into weird like modes and shit. Like where they got to follow. Like, you know, the thing about conservative, the thing about partisan politics is it's all phony, bro. This is what you need to understand. Like, and this is why, like, I don't give a fuck. You know, I really don't give a fuck. Like, I think there was a point where, like, I was just like, okay, like, you know, during COVID, you know, a lot of people play partisan politics on things. Like, they don't even need to play partisan politics on. But it's because people get into this controlled environment. You know, like, there are certain leftists out there. Well, first of all, leftists traditionally, historically, have been opposing, you know, big pharma. And then, you know, when the whole fucking thing kicked down with the whole COVID thing, and, you know, Biden was doing what he was doing, and Dr. Fauci was doing what he was doing, you know, people get into these whole, like, people get in, it's like the Israel, it's like the Israel-Hamas thing, you know, with conservatives, like, people feel like they have to, like, just, you know, without, like, understanding, like, narratives or agendas or, you know, anything like that, people feel like they have to, like, take on a side, you know, like, ooh, leftist, like, I mean, leftist, really, the whole thing about leftism, and, you know, it's funny to me that they're, like, against, or they're for Big Pharma at this point. You know, they use all these little cool little sayings like, oh, we're for science. Shut the fuck up, bro. Before Trump got into the scene, right? Before Trump started talking about the vaccine, bro, everybody was against the vaccine. See, this is where, it's like the Lake and Riley thing, bro. It's like the Lake and Riley thing. Like, people talk about, oh, Lake, you know, people on the right are talking about Lake and Riley, and they're saying, say her name. Okay, let's promote a Black Lives Matter campaign phrase. You know, and there's people on the right who are, like, really all in on it. And it's all phony, bro. It's all fake. It's all fake because the reality is this. If it was an illegal alien that killed Lake and Riley, if it was like a right-winger that did it, right? If it was someone who had a MAGA hat on, if it was someone who, you know, was clearly someone on the right side of things, would we still be saying, say her name? Would we still have the same energy, we as conservatives, we as right-wingers, we as people who oppose Joe Biden, I guess? Would you still be saying her name? Would you still be saying? Because, you know, because if it was, because, you know, the whole thing about it, it's like this. If it was a right winger, if it was a MAGA supporter, if it was someone of that, you know, of that nature, okay, that killed Lake and Riley, it would be politically cringe for you to go against your boy, Trump. Ain't my boy. That's your boy. It ain't my motherfucking boy. You know, So, you know, I mean, and then, you know, like, her family met with Trump over the weekend. You know, we saw it. Her dad had, like, a MAGA hat on. And, you know, this whole, like, you know, let's use this person's. Now, at the end of the day, like, it is an unfortunate situation, Lake and Riley. You know, this girl got killed by an illegal alien. And we should 100% acknowledge, like, that. You know, we should, like, say, wow, damn. You know, I mean, if we want to get to the brass tacks of things, you know, that was actually Trump's policy that was in place for the border, because that person came over after Trump had been elected president, you know, in like 20, you know, it was like 2020. So that was actually Trump's, but you know what? We don't really need to get into that. Okay. You know, that's like neither here nor there. Really what I'm getting at is it's kind of fucked up how people use people's death. This little girl died, okay? There was an illegal alien that came from Venezuela, right? There was a legal alien. We acknowledge that. I acknowledge that. I can 100% acknowledge that. Be like, damn, that's fucked. You know, because I'm all about America first. And anybody who's America first should be against open borders, okay? Now, the Jews are responsible for the open border policy. You know, I don't know if you guys know that. But, you know, I mean, this, you know, If I'm going to give you guys facts about open borders and who's, like, responsible, the Jews are. The Jews, the Zionist Jews, you know, the Netanyahu's, the fucking Rabbi Shmuley's. You guys know about that faggot? Okay, we talk about him in a minute. You know, they're responsible for the open borders in America, okay? When you see Mayorkas is a straight Jew, he's a Zionist Jew, okay? They want open borders in America because what do Jewish people see? See, a lot of people who aren't very educated on Jewish people and their agendas and what they're involved in. See, they look at Jewish people like, oh, they're white. Oh, just like white guys over there at the companies and shit. You know, that's why it's hard for people to understand the DEI narrative, the DEI reality, the DEI facts. As the fact is the people who are running the companies, they're not white, they're Jewish. Jewish people hate white. Okay, so if Jews hate white people, then that means that they want to replace white people. They are 100% responsible for the open border policy in America. You know, y'all get into this whole right-left thing. But anyways, back to Lake and Riley, you know, it's just fucked up that people use this as a way for a political move. Yeah, it's fucked up, and I can acknowledge that it's a fucked up situation, and, you know, I can only go so far. I didn't know her, you know? Like, how many times have you seen things on the news where you've seen someone got murdered, and you'd be like, wow, that's kind of fucked up. You know, you probably say that for, like, I don't know, maybe 5-10 seconds. You know, you probably may think about it, but the way some of these right-wingers are doing is like, oh, say her name! Say her name! It's like, bro, what are you doing, bro? You guys look stupid. You guys look silly. First of all, the whole say her name thing was a 2014 thing that came out of the Black Lives Matter movement where they was talking about black, you know, and then you got all these fucking right-wingers, you know, just going along with it. It's funny, bro. It's definitely funny, bro. It's really funny to me because, like, people know it's phony. People know their outrage is phony, but they continue to do it because they want to be part of something. They don't believe in Christ, you know? Nah, these people don't fucking believe in Christ. These people have... Now, we talk about who are these people you're talking about. I'm talking about the MAGA cult. Okay, these people fucking will sit there and have Trump say whatever the fuck he says. He'll say fucking, yo, you need to keep TikTok, you need to keep Bud Light, or you need to drink Bud Light, give them a second chance. They literally sat there when he was pushing the vaccine, okay? They literally sat there. These people literally sat there. And not only did they sit there and allow him to say that shit, is they fucking, you know, they defended it after he said it. You know, he was on True Social the past couple of nights. It was like before the weekend happened. And he was talking about, he was doing a quote. You know, everybody's seen it, right? He was doing a quote to, you know, making fun of Joe Biden. I think there was something that Joe Biden said during the State of the Union where, you know, he had said like something about like curing cancer and, you know, like the vaccine, the same vaccine came or some shit like that. And it's just funny to me, like, Trump, you know, went into this whole little speech where he was like basically talking about the vaccine and he was bragging about the vaccine. And, you know, there was people who were making excuses on that. You know, they were making excuses on that. And the reality is he's a sellout, bro. He's 100% a sellout. Next to Joe Biden, he is obviously the better candidate, and I can definitely say that, and I will say that to, you know, I mean, basically, it's only them two in the race, but he's a fucking sellout, bro. He's a sellout. He sold out with the vaccine. You know, he tried to fucking say, like, oh, yeah, you know, I never forced anybody to give it. I never forced anybody, but fuck you. Fuck you, and fuck anybody that making excuses for that. See, but that's how you know this shit's cult-like, bro. That's how you know these shit's cult-like, is because all these people will come up with excuses and they'll try to defend it. No, there's no accountability with these people, these MAGA people. You know, just like he did with Bud Light recently, just like he did with TikTok. I mean, you people ain't got no fucking type of fucking morals. You people will fucking sit there and be like, yup, 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 yup. And the ones that are like really calling it out, like those of you that maybe you don't even say anything, but you know, don't make excuses. There's people out there that can't even say any bad things that he's ever done. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. So now he's back to defending. Now he's back to bragging about the vax. He sold out. That was his first sellout move. Okay? Probably had other ones, but that was the first time I noticed, you know. Him saying that Ron DeSantis' 6-week abortion ban was a bad idea was another sellout move. That was another sellout move, okay? And then, you know, I mean, we go into it, the Bud Light thing, the TikTok thing. And like I've said before, And I'll say it again. He's going to continue to sell out. It's just the nature of the fucking situation, bro. He's too close to Biden in the polls. He's going to continue to pander. He's going to continue to show. I mean, he's not conservative. He's not conservative. Everybody knows he's not conservative. You know, and this is what... we in a fucked up situation in America. And well, there's nothing that you can do. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing you can do. And that's just the way it is. Is he the better option to Biden? Yeah, he's a better option. But then again, a lot of people are the better option to Biden. I mean, you put fucking Gumby up there on fucking the thing. He a better option, bro. You know, Pee-wee Herman ain't alive no more and shit. He a better option. Fucking Barney the fucking dinosaur is the better option, bro. Shit, Barney the dinosaur, all he was talking about is I love you, I love you. I mean, that's a big difference between the other guy. The other guy was like damn near like a pedophile and shit. The Blues Clues. Oh no, he wasn't. He might have been like I don't think he was a pedophile. Sorry. Excuse me, everybody. I don't think the Blue's Clues guy... I don't think the Blue's Clues guy was a pedophile. I think he was just doing smoking crack and shit. Yeah, he was smoking crack. Yeah, I think the Blue's Clues guy was smoking crack. You know, I mean, Ryan Garcia might be smoking crack for all we know, you know. We don't know. But I know one thing. You can never trust a drug addict, bro. You can never trust Bro, you can't even trust an addict, bro. If I tell you, bro, I'm addicted to posting memes, you can't trust me. Bro, I'm gonna be fucking on my fucking device at fucking 6 in the morning posting a fucking meme of some fucking, fucking Cobra Kai or some shit. Shit, I'm gonna be fucking on the toilet at fucking like 12 p.m. after like eating fucking breakfast. I'm gonna be fucking posting a meme. You can't trust me if I'm an addict. Now, I ain't an addict. But well, maybe I was. Maybe I'm an addict on some other shit, bro. Lot of addicts and shit. Yeah, imagine that. Imagine being a porn addict. You know, people do the porn. You know, there's a lot of people out there that do it. Imagine being a porn addict. You're just like hella fucking like, yo, I need to fucking fap. What's fap? That's when guys jerk off. That's the sound it makes. Fap, 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 fap. People's like, yo, this shit is wild over here, bro. Yeah, the Slide Show is an unfiltered experience, bro. You never know what the fuck is going on. Hey, man, it'd be wild out there. So, yeah, that's what it is. Slide Show Season 20, Episode 38. Is it 38? I think it's 38. You know, we working on our 40th episode. By the way, I had a birthday last week. I appreciate everybody that wished me a happy birthday. I appreciate the faggots that wished me a happy belated birthday. You know, it's got to be a weird one, bro. You hitting them with the belated birthday. Be like, yo, I wasn't there when you fucking was like, when it was easy to say, bro. Because the whole thing about birthday wishes is if it gets to a point to where it's like noon or like afternoon. And then, you know, and then you're in the afternoon's time and you're telling someone happy birthday, bro. Bro, don't even go through with it, bro. Don't even go through with it. You know, it's like, oh, happy birthday. I realized it was your birthday. Bro, you're a piece of fucking shit is what you are. Realizing it like hours later and shit. The Slide Show Season 20, Episode 38. LPGA, bro. The LPGA has made a decision on these men who think they're women. That's right. The LPGA has decided that they will not allow men who think they're women, or as I said, the political correct term is what? Transgenders. They're not going to allow it, bro. Not going to allow it. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, people are starting to wake up and realize that the whole thing was a political correct, stupid bullshit thing. You know, I mean, I saw Riley Gaines. You know, Riley Gaines was on Joe Rogan last week. You know, it was a good episode. I talked about it on Friday's show. It was a great show. It was a good episode, you know. you know, she's protecting women's sports. You know, she out there, you know, doing her thing. There's actually fucking people in the MAGA crowd who want to talk bad about Riley Gaines right now. Like, they're, you know, and everybody's going along with it. Like, uh-oh. It's like, put the chip in my brain, please. Let me know how to think. Yeah, the Laura Loomer and some of these fucking people from the MAGA crowd are angry at Riley Gaines for existing. Because Riley Gaines decided that she wanted to go with the actual conservative candidate in the primaries. And it doesn't really make any sense now. And, you know, Laura Loomer is one of these weirdo, like, people who calls herself a journalist because she has a fucking smartphone and fucking, you know, she has a Twitter account. Okay. And, you know, there's a lot of people throwing her name around, like Riley Gaines, like, bro, is she like a fucking sellout? Oh, bro, she didn't go with our boy Trump, so she can't be fucking credible in life, you know. I watched her on Joe Rogan. I watched, like, most of that, majority of that show. And, you know, I mean, I talked about her last week, you know. I talked about her moment when she came to San Francisco, California, far left San Francisco, California. And, you know, she was, you know, she was held hostage in a room. And she kind of went into detail on that situation. And she went into detail on a lot of different situations. And you know what? I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are grifters and a lot of people that are willing to do things, say things for, you know, money purposes. And, you know, there's a lot of people like that in the political space. But, you know, I mean, I've watched her on Joe Rogan. I've watched her on Bill Maher. You know, Bill Maher has a show called Club Random, and I watched her on there, too. And, you know, she doesn't really come off like someone who's fake or phony or, you know, someone who's trying to, you know, be fraudulent in any way. I mean, I might be wrong. You know, we can only take people for what they say. You know, and you know, I just kind of feel like she is someone, see, you know, I think a lot of what is happening right now in conservative America is there's a lot of people that are so focused on this president, 2024, you know, this presidency, and then I just don't think Trump's going to win. I personally don't think that. It's not what I want. I just don't see it. But, you know, there's, I think people need to look, like, I think people need to look past 2024 a little bit and see what the situation's going to be, you know, what the situation's going to be, because, I mean, really, Trump's one guy, and if he does win, you know, that hopefully that's good, you know, hopefully I was seeing something, he wanted to fund the WHO. Now, I don't even know what that means. That's a very vague statement to just say, I want to defund the WHO. Because, like, what do you mean by that? Like, are you going to, like, take $200 from them? I mean, that's technically defunding, you know. I mean, even, like, if Trump got in there, like, and like, even won, and he did, like, some things. I mean, let's be honest. Like, he's not going to be able to shut down the border. You know, like, there's like, a lot of things. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, that's where people get into this whole, like, oh, yeah, he's going to do this, and he's Jesus. He's not Jesus. He's fucking a president. Presidents can only do so much. Presidents actually don't even have all that much power. It's the Congress and the Senate. You know, like, you know, so, anyways, back to Riley Gaines. You know, like, people are, like, pissed off at her right now because she's fucking, I don't know. Like, she endorsed DeSantis, which is funny with Trump because, you know, he dissed DeSantis over the weekend. And I was like, you know, like, I'm playing this whole, like, this whole presidency, like, from a very, like, you know, just like kind of like no dog in the fight type shit. Like, I really don't give a fuck, bro. I really don't. You know, Trump is sold out with the vax. And he continues to pander. He continues to pander to people that are not even conservatives. He continues to sell out, you know, with the Bud Light thing, with TikTok, with, you know, now he's bragging with the vax again. So it's like, whatever, dude. Like whatever. You know, like, there is no energy. There is no energy for me. You know, but you know, now he's dissing Ron DeSantis. And I hit my boy up. I was like, hey, bro, let me ask you a question, serious question. Do you think this is a positive move for Trump, someone who's running for president, to be disrespecting Ron DeSantis at this point? Because there's a lot of people who are still rocking with DeSantis. There's actually a lot. I think March 18th, they're going to be having the primaries for the Florida. And there's a lot of people that are saying, we're going to vote for DeSantis. You know, so it's like just one of these things. And, you know, when you go back to the DeSantis talks, you know, one of the things about DeSantis is I always felt that Ron DeSantis was the biggest governor in America, best governor in America. And I still think he is. You know, a lot of people like to throw out, oh, he was a rhino establishment. He had Soros money. He did this. He did that. He was in bed with Paul Ryan. He was doing this. Paul Ryan got on a regular mainstream interview like after the DeSantis campaign kicked off. And he said, I'm endorsing fucking Nikki Haley. You know, everything that came out about Ron DeSantis was absolutely false. It was fake. Now, when we look at why Trump is disrespecting Ron DeSantis over the weekend, it makes no sense to me. It does not do anything to help him get elected. Some people are throwing out there that, you know, recently Ron DeSantis said he wants to unseal the documents on the Jeffrey Epstein case, grand jury, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so we don't know, like, what any of this means. All I know is if Trump, as far as him running in 2024... this is an absolute dumb move. But, hey, man, what are you going to do, man? We are all responsible, and this is not helping him at all. The TikTok thing is not helping him either. Well, Steve Bannon, who is a former advisor to Trump, fucking came out today over the last couple days. He said, yo, I think Trump is bought. Bro, he literally said it. He says, I think Trump is bought. Bought and paid. Yeah. It's gotta be rough right now, bro. If you're like one of these MAGA people, you know, because you're like really, you know, you're seeing it. You know, see, people will come up with excuses. They'll come up with all these reasonings that make their argument sound credible. They'll come up with all these like arguments. Oh, well, you know, TikTok, you know, we're all about freedom of speech and shit, you know. So yeah, like we do need TikTok and shit. You know, we're all about freedom of speech and you know, like, and it's like, what are we talking about, bro? You know, anybody who wants to push for TikTok to still be something that is, it's CCP, bro. CCP. You know, they're spying on people, they're collecting information, they're basically recording your keystrokes. You know, they know everything about you. They know everything about you. And, you know, I mean, if we just talk, it gets deep. What people really should do is check out that Riley Gaines and Joe Rogan interview. Yeah, not only should you do that, but it's like, you know, you should definitely, well, for the people who are like for TikTok all of a sudden, because you're controlled by Trump and the MAGA, you know, thing, you know, what you should do is you should check out that Joe Rogan and Riley Gaines interview, because there's like a whole segment where Joe Rogan talks about TikTok, you know, and he was going into detail about them recording keystrokes and them knowing exactly what you are, what, you know, there's like, AIs of everybody out there. And, you know, for people that use TikTok, yeah. I mean, that could be said about a lot of products or a lot of services. You know, the Temu, Shein, you know, these are also, you know, products of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. Mm-hmm. 100%. So, you know, oh, the other thing you should do, for those of you that are like all like in on the whole TikTok thing because Trump told you to, is all the family people out there, mothers, you know, MAGA moms, MAGA dads, what you should do is, seeming that you're okay with TikTok being around, and I know what you'll say, when I say what I'm about to say, but let me just say this, is what you do is you, Stephen, you know, you probably have TikTok because Trump wants you to have TikTok. He even said you should have it on your phone. Is, and even if you don't have it, you know, what you got to do is you got to install that motherfucker, right? Install that shit on your phone. And then, bro, what you do is you hand your phone over to your kid, and then you got to walk away. You walk away for like an hour, okay? Be like, yo, TikTok is great. Trump told us that TikTok is great. So you install TikTok on your phone, hand it to your kid, and walk away. And then like in an hour, come back, and then we'll see what's happening. Bro, your kid's going to get a fucking marker, and he's going to start, he's going to have a marker, a green one, and a pink one, and he's going to be dyeing his hair after you hand him the TikTok for an hour, bro. He's going to be talking about, yo, I think I'm a girl now. 100%. You know, things are just not popular to talk to conservative people about, bro. They don't want these conversations. These are cringe. As my son would say, my son is 11 years old. It wasn't 9-11 yet. He'd be 11 next couple weeks. But you know, I mean, these are cringe things, bro. These are fucking cringe motherfucking things. Hey, but you know what? You guys should be happy you got someone like me, because I give you transparency, bro. You know, there's too many people who have these, you know, these right-wing accounts that just give you the information that you want, and they want to be, oh yeah, let's all be, I guess, you know, and I'm down to oppose left-wing ideas, bro. I'm down to oppose the left. I'm down to do all that. I even said, you know, there's been a lot of infighting with Republican Party people who are conservatives, but there's just a lot of fucking problems. One of the funniest things I seen over the weekend was Katie Britt's monologue, her rebuttal, the Republican rebuttal. You know, the Katie Britt is the same Katie Britt who is, you know, Mitch McConnell. You know, Mitch McConnell is, you know, brought her into the whole political world. Yeah. So, you know, after the State of the Union, you know, they had Katie Britt do like a rebuttal, and it was absolutely like I don't even know what was going on. It was just a joke. It was just like a huge joke. Like this is what I'm talking about as far as the Republican Party. Like they have no fucking ID. You know, they have no ID. They're like left-wing voters. They don't have no ID. They don't have no identification. Like, what are you guys? See, they claim to be, oh yeah, well, we're the party of law and order and shit. We're the party of, you know, pro-life. Are you? Wait a minute. Are you? You're the party of pro-life, but Carrie Lake is out here in Arizona, who's supposed to be one of the biggest members of your party, and she is endorsed by Donald Trump, and she is saying she is going to leave it up to the states for killing babies? What are you talking about? No. It's a joke. Katie Britt's rebuttal at the State of the Union was a joke. It was a huge joke. So they did, they obviously, you know, the left-wing networks, Saturday Night Live, that's right, they did a reenactment of that. What was it, who was it that did it? Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious. I laughed. And this is a program. This is a network. This is a program that has been like really unfunny. It's funny. You know, I'm you know, like I've said, you know, I would love to know like how much liberals are disagreeing with each other right now. You know, I really want to know that, because you know, I mean, there's a lot of fucking, like, right-wingers that are just doing stupid shit where I'm like, oh, whoa, this is, like, weird. You know, you look at the Kevin McCarthy thing, you look at fucking people like fucking, you know, when you look at the Blizzard face, Mitch McConnell, you know, these people don't know what the fuck they're doing, bro. These people are like, you know, you look at a rhino situation, you know, bro, is there even like dinos, you know, no, I don't even think there is, you know, rhinos is like rhinos, Republican name only. Is there Democrat name only? Like, is there I don't know. I mean, I think like Kristen Simina, you know, out in Arizona, you know, she recently announced that she's not going to continue her Senate situation. So it's going to be Carrie Lake and that other guy. But like, you know, I mean, she's never really like went into like right wing, like the right wing side. She just like kind of like was just like, I guess, like a moderate, you know, like, but there's like these people are like really literal. Like you saw like Kevin McCarthy, there was like a video of Kevin McCarthy like months ago where he was like saying, yeah, you know, liberals, they know what they're doing. That's the part, you know, I'm happy to be from America because of what the Democrat Party, you know, like, these people are like, you know, the whole Ukraine thing, you know, I mean, the Ukraine thing is no different from the Israel thing, okay? You cannot mention one and not mention the other. They're the same motherfucking thing, all right? The same people that are pushing for money on the Ukraine thing are the same people that are pushing for money on Israel thing. You know, but, you know, when we looked at that shit freshly, right? When we looked at it freshly and you know, all these politicians, that's why you can't dick ride politicians. And you're setting yourself up for fucking huge fails. You're setting yourself up, even Trump, all these fucking people, all your local people, you know, fuck all these fucking politicians, bro. You tell me you're a politician, I immediately start losing respect for you. And then, you know, people on the internet, because there's been grifters like Denise Aguilar and shit, you know, she's been grifted for years, bro. Called her out, had people fucking get at me. Oh, bro, I follow her. And you know what? Okay, then you know about her fucking things that she was doing, right? You know everything about she was doing, right? You know about everything she was doing. All these fucking people are phony as fuck, bro. They're phony, bro. Politicians have to be phony. They have the whole political correctness. They have to be phony. All right? Can't do it, bro. I'm ready to go to my son's school board meeting. Yeah. He goes to public school and they tried to put the tranny curriculum on my son on Friday afternoon when he was in school. Okay? And he stood up like a brave American and said, boys don't wear makeup. Uh-huh. He sure did. And you know, this is what we're talking about, bro. These politicians are all going to fucking bend their knee if they get a chance, bro. They will bend their knee if the price is right. If the price is right. And you got to be like Adam Sandler and be like, the price is wrong, bitch. That's what you got to do. Slash Show Season 20, Episode 38. How's everybody doing? Monday, can't trust that day. Rest in peace to Bob Barker, bro. Definitely one of the best things. One of the best things that came out the 90s, man. He used to have that long microphone and shit. Yeah, people was happy to be on Bob Barker and shit. Hell yeah, man. You know, I was watching this clip this morning of Michael Moore. Now, you know, I mean, when we look at the, you know, anytime we look at war, you know, we need to realize that both sides, left and right, you know, will engage in propaganda. They will engage in propaganda because, you know, when we look at the Israel thing. Now, first of all, you know, Ukraine, you know, first of all, I'm like anti-war, you know, people, you know, I think war is a horrible thing, you know, it really is, you know, and the things that have been presented to us in my lifetime, I'm not a fucking boomer, yo, boomers is old as shit, and they got gray fucking, They got gray hair everywhere and shit. But you know, as far as war goes, I mean, it's there hasn't been one war in my lifetime. Even like before my life. Vietnam War, you know, all those wars in the 90s that was going on, the you know, all that shit. You know, the Bush era, Obama, fuck that guy. You know, all these things are propaganda based. You know, even like, you know, the Ukraine war, not, nope. It's all the same shit. It's always the same result. Now we're dealing with this Israel thing. You know, this Israel thing, October 7th. You know, they're using the same playbook that they used in the Iraq years and the Bush years and the all that. You know, babies being beheaded and you know, all this, you know, sexual violence. And, you know, the normies eat it up. They eat it up and they get all into it. You know, really, it's the boomers. See, the boomer Republican is the worst Republican because they come from a generation of watching the news. So when they say to their base, October 7th was the deadliest attack since 9/11, they believe it. See, boomer Republicans probably was on the Big Pharma. They was against Big Pharma because, let's be honest, they're normies and they follow political narratives. Okay. However, that political narrative was something that I personally was against. You know, as far as like the Big Pharma conversation, you know, masking, you know, the whole vaccination thing, you know, like that was something that I opposed. However, there were a lot of people who only opposed it, not because of any research they did, not because of any type of actual factual things, but because it was the right wing thing to do. But I was watching this Michael Moore clip because, you know, yesterday was Oscars and, you know, a lot of people talking about that. We can get in that in a minute. You know, a lot of people talked about the Oscars and shit. You know, Michael Moore, there was like a famous speech he did at one of these Oscar shows back in like fucking like when Bush was in office. And he was talking about the Iraq War. And which you know, is no different than what has been presented to us with this Israel shit. You know, someone was getting paid off of it. There was money laundering. It was pretty much the same thing that was going on with Ukraine. And it's just funny to me, like, seeing that shit, bro. It's just funny to me seeing that shit. Seeing all these fucking Hollywood fucking rich-ass fucking people boo him. Now, I, you know, Michael Moore says some really fucked up things. You know, he says, you know, but there will come a point. If you are embedded in political conversations, if you are embedded in following people's political stances, if you have a brain, okay, there's going to come a point where you're going to hear something from someone and, you know, you're going to agree with them. And as far as that whole speech that he did, where he was getting booed and he was talking about all of the fucking bombs and Iraq and this and that, and he was getting booed by all those Jews over there at the Academy Awards, it's just funny to me. There's something to be said about people who can get in a room full of people and go against what the popular narrative is. You know, it's kind of like when I started, you know, talking about politics in 2020 and, you know, everybody that was following me, everybody, and we're not even talking about on social media. We're talking about just generally people who were following me, like, in life. And people, you know, I started talking about Trump. I started talking about, you know, when the whole COVID thing happened and you know, people were so controlled, you know, left-wingers were controlled by wearing masks and getting vaccinated. And then the right-wingers were controlled by, you know, their situation. You know, it wasn't popular. It wasn't popular to have the views that I had. And people came to me. People came to me and they in my life. Like, people who I knew on a personal level. People who I didn't, like, it didn't really matter. See, that's the other thing about politics. And, you know, like people getting canceled over political views. Like if you ever get into, if you ever get into a space where someone says to you, "Yeah, bro, we can't be friends no more because of your political views," they were never your friend to begin with. Because anybody who knows me, who actually values my friendship or anything like that, ain't gonna give a fuck about that shit. That's just, that's like sports team shit, bro. It's like, oh, what, you gonna cancel someone because they're a fucking Raider fan, Niner fan? You know, there's probably some people who do. But that's why I'm anti-establishment. That's why I go against the grain. That's why I look at things for what they are. And I don't give a fuck if Trump is doing it, if he's saying it, and a bunch of conservatives, you know, because the same way conservatives have unfollowed me with my whole stances opposing Israel, opposing that, is the same way people unfollowed me in 2020. I really don't give a fuck, bro. I don't look for acceptance from people. I do what I do. I say what I say. And I feel like I do have a good, like, substantial, you know, I come with actual things. See, a lot of people just come with fakeness. It's like right-wingers. You know, we've talked about the countless moments just in this year alone where right-wingers have looked like leftists. They do. They will. You'd be like, what? Why are they doing that? You know, like the right-wingers talking about Say Her Name with Lake and Riley. That is a left-wing thing. You know, there's other things, bro. There's other things. Right-wingers were so interested in going to see the Barbie movie. Like, what? Are these the same motherfuckers that have a flag called Don't Tread on Me? Are these the same motherfuckers that align with the Marine Corps? Are these the same motherfuckers that that talk about toxic masculinity? And these people want to fucking be in the gym and be manly men? There's people on the right who, now this isn't something I disagree with, but this, there are people on the right who feel that liberal and Democrats are just nothing but beta males and they're soy boys and all that shit, right? They're just like all these fucking, you know, watch the mainstream news and all that shit, right? And then they're fucking worried about what happened at the Oscars. Someone sent me some shit this morning and it was talking about the Oscars. And I'm like, okay, my day is fulfilled because you sent me something that talks about a Jewish RAN network running a Jewish RAN award show. TikTok, same shit. Everybody is a normie. Most people are normies. And the people who aren't, I salute you. If you're not worried about what happened at the Oscar Awards, I salute you because you are actually someone who lives what you be talking about. I'm anti-establishment. I don't give a fuck about popular narratives, popular things, ice bucket challenges, doing things because it's cool to do. But I'm gonna tell you right now, people on the right do what's cool because people just want to be accepted. I guess. The reality is with the whole Academy Awards, it's not even based on like actually good movies or like skill or like, you know, good actors. The last time that happened was 1990 when Joe Pesci won Best Supporting Actor for a movie that ended up being one of the best movies ever made. It was called Goodfellas, directed by Martin Scorsese, starred Ray Liotta. That was a great movie, by the way. They gave Best Supporting Actor to Joe Pesci. That's right. They don't do that no more. They don't give Best Supporting Actor, Best Actor, Best Movie to movies that are actually, you know, they usually give it to movies that are like biopics or something that is like positive. You'll notice. Or if it's a movie that aligns with the Jewish narrative. It's all political. It's all political bullshit. People get these awards and they look for this acceptance for people that do not give a flying fuck about them. These rich elites, celebrities, sit there and people be like, please love me. It's just like what happens on social media on a day-to-day basis. Love me. Hopefully you can give me something. It's all bullshit. I've been doing a slideshow since 2004, 20 years. I've had some good moments, had some moments, you know, had some good moments doing this shit. I really don't give a fuck about all that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck about having a million followers. I don't give a fuck about that because at the end of the day, I do what I do and I do what I want, you know. And, you know, a lot of people always look to be rich or having, like the fame. Nope. This is actually pretty cool right here. No, don't get me wrong. Like, that'd be cool, you know, if, like, more people knew about the slideshow. And, you know, I do what I do, but I'm not going to, you know, stress over it. There's people out there that are stress over it. People who moved to Los Angeles to be famous, they stress over it. They're stressing over it right now. They're like, yo, we gotta fucking be famous. Oh, oh. So, that is what it is. The slideshow, season 20, episode 38. You guys have a God bless day. I'll see you guys on the next one.